Joe's Need to Know News, starting out with kind of a positive thing from Hurricane Florence, because they have so much going on there. A truck driver from Tennessee has rescued over 60 animals from the floodwaters of Hurricane Florence. The man drove to South Carolina last week in his school bus and rescued 53 dogs and 11 cats from shelters that were in Florence's path. Here's what he did. He took out the seats from the bus and wrote "Emergency Animal Rescue Shelter" on the side. He then drove them to Alabama, where he has a friend who actually owns a dog shelter there. The man said several people were actually waiting there to adopt the pet. Right there on the spot. It's so cool. It was like a little Noah's Ark on a bus. You know, like, put in the cats, put in the dogs. And I don't know, I think this is a great thing when people have that kind of love for an animal. Ron Colley, guidance counselor, she was on Ellen yesterday. Shelley Fitzgerald, who was placed on administrative leave because of her same-sex marriage, she actually hopped on the show and shared her story yesterday. During her interview, Shelley told Ellen that the principal of the school became aware that she was married to a woman when someone sent in her marriage certificate. She was then called in to meet with him and the school's president.
When I got into the meeting, the president pushed my marriage certificate kind of in front of me at a copy of it, and he said, "Who is this?" And I said, "That's my wife, Victoria." They proceeded then to kind of give me a few options. And
which were?
They told me that I could dissolve my marriage, that I could resign. He told me if it stayed kind of quiet and it didn't get into the media and I didn't let anybody know what was going on, that I could potentially keep my job for the rest of the year, but then they wouldn't renew my contract the following year. And they said that if it got too boisterous, you know, too loud in the media, that they would have to terminate me sooner.
I feel like she's going to be terminated then, because how much louder can you get than going on Ellen, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, so we'll see what happens with that. Let's see here. There was something good, though. At the end of the interview, Ellen surprised Shelley by bringing out some of the students that had been supporting her during the process, and they announced that Shutterfly would be donating $25,000 to the GoFundMe account created in her honor. Shelley says the students are going to use that money to be a catalyst for change. They started a little foundation. Coca-Cola? I mean, that caffeine gets you pretty perked up, am I right?
Well, woo! Yeah.
And now they might be adding a little something to it. Yeah, can Coca-Cola get you high?
What?
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Coca-Cola is in partnership, there's talks at least, with a Canadian company called Aurora Cannabis, which means they might be making a health drink infused with cannabis. They will market it, the drink, as a remedy for cramping and inflammation.
Really?
That's what they're saying. Neither company confirmed the talks, but they didn't deny them either.
Well, there is a market for that in all these different, you know, states that are legalizing marijuana. I'm sure people would drink it.
I'm just saying, I'm going to have to talk to my doctor about all my cramping I've been having lately.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel very inflamed. And today's a special day. Do you know what day it is?
What?
It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Cheeseburgers.
Yep, it's National Cheeseburger Day. According to a new survey for National Cheeseburger Day, I'd like to conduct that one. 82% of Americans love cheeseburgers, and the five favorite types of cheese to use: American, cheddar, Swiss, pepper jack, that's my favorite, and provolone. Who's got the best burger in Indy? Like, where's the spot to go to grab a burger and like nom 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 nom?
My vote would be Hopcat. Hopcat does a pretty good burger.
I'm really obsessed with 317 Burger in Broad Ripple. They not only are their burgers and fries great, but they also have the best chicken tenders in the city.
Okay, we're sliding that one in
there. Where do you think?
Now, it's funny. Listen, I don't know if it's a Homer thing or not, and I got to do the Indy Burger Battle, so I got to try like 17 different burgers. There was a lot of great places in Indy, but my favorite burger, if I think about it right now, is at Hopcat.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I like getting, you can get Gouda on Hopcat burgers, and that is like divine.
I feel like you can get that at Brew Burger too, which is another place that I love to get burgers here.
See, here's the thing. I've never had a burger there. I haven't had a burger from Hopcat in probably 2 years or a year and a half. So, because I don't eat burgers a lot.
I was going to say, I didn't even think you really ate red meat.
I don't eat red meat that often. So, that's true.
Cows rejoice. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all this online at RadioNowIndy.com.